Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. All right, so we are getting closer and closer to Christmas, and you know, you might actually not be listening to this before Christmas, but really the kind of the name or the theme of right now is uncertainty, right? And there's a lot of economic uncertainty all around the world. I mean, we're listened to all around the world, but even if you were just to kind of double click on the US and Canada, man, our governments have taken out so much money. Like so much money. And that's just not that, I mean, and we see that all around the world. So I guess the question is, because there's been a lot of, I guess, governmental sort of initiatives in the US and Canada to help people keep their jobs, right? So for churches, I know both in the US and Canada, there have been programs that churches have taken advantage of to help with staffing and payroll. So I guess the question is, because we don't really know necessarily how long that's going to last for and et cetera, there's just a sense of economic uncertainty right now. So what are some strategies for staffing, especially in light of this economic uncertainty?
I got one.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4.
There you go. Just for leadership pipeline, Ephesians 4, and you're good to go, right?
Build them. Don't buy them. You know, part of what has happened during the church growth movement is that we've gotten bigger and bigger churches. And a lot of times what happens is that the larger your church attendance, the higher expectation there is for excellence, even if the onus is not put on upon us, it is self-imposed. Oh, that we must have this level of excellence. So if we want this level of excellence, we can't have volunteers. We must pay someone to do X. So there are children's ministries all over America that are staffed with 10 and 15 hour, 5 hour, you know, people that are part-time people, because rather than us, quote unquote, risk someone not being there, we're just going to pay someone to be in that role when it honestly probably should be a volunteer role. And then there are other areas around the church as well, whether it be in production or other places where we say, oh, if we're going to, you know, have excellence here, then we need to pay someone. So you sacrifice giving the ministry away and actually practicing Ephesians 4 on the altar of excellence. Let's close in prayer, Daniel. I'm not passionate about this at all. I think there's a reckoning that's happening right now with build versus buy. And most of our listeners are probably planters and multi-site people. The planters are probably, I don't know. I'm not going to make assumptions here. I shouldn't make assumptions here. But yeah, I think generally speaking, we have a tendency in the more modern day of church to buy rather than build. And we assume we have to do it that way.
Yes. So I am so glad you started there. I should have anticipated that you're going to talk about leadership pipeline. So, and the building and the buying and in Ephesians 4. So that's an amazing place to start, right? Because if you don't have a leadership pipeline, now is the time, right? It was yesterday, but now is the time if you haven't. And you know, if you're just tuning into the New Churches podcast now, like several months in, I mean, it's been almost a year since COVID's kind of hit. I mean, it's been a year since it's kind of been in the world. But I mean, when you think about it from that perspective, we've talked a lot about this, and we've talked a lot about, hey, how are you pivoting, and what are things that you can be doing during COVID? And I've talked about a lot of the ways that even our church, Beulah, is building our leadership pipeline and developing that. So if you haven't started on that, that's the place to do it. And if you have no idea what we're talking about because you're brand new, just go to our show notes. We'll put a link to a free course on Ministry Grid, all about leadership pipeline, that you can get kind of oriented to all this. Okay, so let's place that as a foundation, because I think that's the best place to start. If when you think staffing, if you immediately think paid and you're buying your leaders rather than building them, then yeah, leadership pipeline is where you need to go. Yet, if we pivot a little bit and just think right now, Todd, about all of our listeners who have paid staff, right? Paid staff, and there's economic uncertainty. I guess if we tackle that side of it for the rest of the podcast and just give some insight in terms of how to staff and how to address your staff in light of this economic uncertainty, I think that would be great.
Well, I mean, first of all, if you've been following this podcast, you probably have already done a few audits. So right now, I'm not just saying audit, you know, nickels, also audit noses. And there is a correlation between nickels and noses, if you follow. Mm. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. Okay, hopefully our listeners are too. So I'm not just saying, hey, you need to reduce headcount. I'm saying you need to potentially look at ministry and reallocate resources appropriately. So, you know, you may or may not have to cut staff positions, or at least reduce hours, or something like that. It may be that you just shore up your ministry appetite and redeploy those resources where it's most fitting and needed and in alignment with your purpose and vision right now. If you do that, if you have created a clear, compelling vision that meets ministry for this particular day, season, and time, and you've communicated that well with your congregation, I think money follows vision. And so if you've done that, then money is probably not a problem. If it is still a problem, I think you need to address that with the church and say, hey, here is how we have, as good stewards. Hey, you know, in the Bible, there's two examples of church leaders. There's a shepherd and the steward. And we have really put on our steward hat lately to make sure that we are shepherding appropriately. And so this is how we're doing that. And I think if you help them understand and to see clearly what that is, then they're going to respond accordingly and give out of their heart for your ministry and your community. And I think I've said it on this podcast before, previously in August or so, when I was saying, hey, we need to be looking at the end of the year and make sure we have a clear and compelling vision, because we are going to be competing against everybody for that end of year gift. If somebody's got an end of year gift this year, there's lots of nonprofits out there that, you know, you're going to be competing against, and it would be important for you to have a clear compelling vision and a clear compelling ask at this time of year.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. It's important that you are continually communicating with your givers and with your church family how about the life transformation that's happened over these last several months. You know, there's a balance here. As a leader, there's, on the one hand, the responsibility that you have for your team and for your staff. And, you know, there's a responsibility that you have to care for them. And as you are their employer, to care for them in that manner. But it's not, and it's never at the expense of accomplishing the vision and the mission that Jesus has called us to. So if your concern is, hey, how do I feed my team? And which is a very legit, valid, great concern, because, you know, especially if you are employing them, that's great. But if your concern for them and that is greater than your concern for, hey, how are we going to reach the lost in our city? Then I think you have your priorities upside down. You need your as a church, your responsibility is not to employ. Your responsibility is to reach the lost and to mobilize and equip the saints for the work of ministry. So when you think about it from that, and that's not, and I say that, it kind of sounds black and white, but it really is a tension and a balance that you need to navigate in terms of how you communicate with your team and how you communicate with your church family. So it's two sides, right? On the one hand, have you cut expenses? Right? Because that's, I mean, especially if you shut down, right? I mean, you should have cut expenses. And if you, and you should have an idea as to, okay, how much have we saved? And what does that look like? And did that go into a reserves or surplus where for the rainy day sort of times that we are in right now? So on the one hand, you have that side of it. But on the other hand, now is the time to redeploy. Now is the time to relook at, okay, yeah, it's the audit. It's the audit side of, okay, do we need this many people in that ministry area? And for us as a church, I mean, it was, you know, we want to, as we were pivoting as a church during all this COVID and everything, we were like, okay, if we could pivot someone from one role into another, we opted for that over letting them go. Now, unfortunately, we had to let individuals go because ministry changed and, you know, everything was kind of up in the air in that side. But if we could redeploy them to another area, we were able to, right, in conversation with them. So that's just that steward. I mean, you as a church leader need to steward your finance as well, so that it's not just about getting through these next months, but how do you make sure that you are a continual, faithful, gospel outpost in your neighborhood and in your city in the years to come?
I would say one of the things that you're going to hear, you know, ideas from different churches as well, you're going to see some people are, you know, cutting staff. Others will say, oh, well, we're going to have a salary reduction of, mm-hmm. you know, 20% or whatever percent across the board. So
yeah,
I mean, you know, I can appreciate that. I would say if you do that, first of all, I would do it in a stepped manner where I would say, you know, hey, our executive team is going for the next month. We're going to, you know, take a reduced salary and then maybe introduce that to the rest of the staff later on. But I would also say there's often a temptation because we don't want to make a hard decision. Some people will say, well, it's easier for me to just cut, you know, 20% of everybody's salary than to cut these, you know, this person or these two people. Because, you know, I'm assuming most of our listeners aren't at like mega churches with, you know, tens and hundreds of staff. They're probably in a situation where it's like, okay, if we take a cut, there's not a whole lot of we going around. So it may be that we need to really balance and consider. Sometimes it may be better to go ahead and have one person that's no longer with us than to cut everybody. It's a harder decision, but it may be best. But you don't know that unless you know, again, know where you're going as a church and know what your priorities are and all those things. You'll tend to make more emotional decision.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing to take away is communicate. Communicate, 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 right? God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and there are finances. Not every industry and not every person's bank account has been going down and to the left. Many have been going up and to the right. It depends on the industry that they have been in. So communicate, right? Communicate with your church family. Communicate with and challenge them, and also communicate with your staff team and let them know where the finances are. with the church. If you're not communicating that with them, and all of a sudden you have reductions or whatnot, it'll come as a surprise, right? Whereas if you're continually communicating, hey, we are in a deficit year, or we are behind this much, and you're continually doing that, there's that sense of, okay, I recognize what might be coming, and you begin preparing people in that way. You know, in the end, there's no easy decision. Yeah. But the fact is, we're all in this, right? Everyone is in this together. So let's continue to trust the Lord in the midst of all this, because, you know, he asks us to pray, give us today our daily bread. And we can pray that individually, but we can also pray that corporately as a church. Well, we do pray and hope that this was helpful. Next time we are going to be, as we get closer to the new year, we're going to be talking about, hey, what does the vision look like for multiplication on our next episode? So be sure to subscribe if you haven't yet done so, and we will catch you next time.